Let's move over to the Midwest Division. Our one seed is Blasting Zone Ahead. It doesn't get much tougher than that. Eight seed, the underdog, hoping for a huge upset. Emergency Snow Route.
No.
Okay, moving on. Blasting Zone Ahead. That was a blowout.
Yeah.
Now we have, this might be the hottest first round game.
Couple of blue bloods here.
Oh my God, these two signs are all-timers. Let's hear them. Number five is?
Wrong Way.
And number four is?
Dead End.
Holy shit, dude. Imagine seeing these fucking signs for the first time. You would shit your pants and drive off the road.
So the thing about the Wrong Way sign is
God
I realized
damn, this is hard.
The Wrong Way sign, it just says Wrong Way.
And it, that's what makes it so tough.
And it, but it's always with a Do Not Enter sign. They're always together.
Oh, I see. It would be tougher if it could just stand on its own.
I don't know. I've never really seen them ever apart.
Interesting.
Dead End stands alone.
Yeah, definitely. Who can stand with the Dead End? Nobody.
And the Dead End, yeah, it's a...
God, this is hard.
Really?
I feel so called out by these signs. Yeah, Wrong Way, Dead End. It's like, bro, I'm 51. I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
So here's the thing about Dead End that's interesting. It is losing its popularity.
What do you mean?
It is not seen as much anymore. Now, highway departments are putting up signs that are a little friendlier to say things like no outlet.
Oh, interesting.
Street ends. Dead End, because it has taken on another meaning, in a sense, in our culture. I mean, it's just used as in like, you know, this is the dead end. And, you know, think it's used as something negative.
Are you applying to be a guest on Joe Rogan and you're going to say that road signs have gotten too woke? And now instead of saying dead end, which would trigger a bunch
yes.
of snowflakes, they say stuff like no outlet?
Well, I just think that it's because, you know, it's like the sign Men at Work. You don't see that sign anymore because Men at Work became a thing. It became a band. You know, dead end.
That's not why you don't see that sign anymore. You think they stopped using the sign Men at Work because of the Australian pop band Men at Work, who wrote the song Safety Dance, which ironically is kind of about safety and signage?
Yeah, all those Men at Work signs when we were kids became men.
No, wait, that was Men Without Hats.
Became
I apologize.
Men
I just realized.
Working.
Yeah. Hold on, John. This is very important.
I know.
I need to apologize to the members of Men at Work and the members of Men Without Hats and acknowledge that Safety Dance was actually by Men Without Hats, whose first album, incidentally, John, or at least the album.